Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Whenever you listen, welcome back to the Mad Mama Racing Podcast. I just want to say thank y'all for listening again. I know every time I get on here, I always say thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate all of the people who listen to the podcast, everybody who subscribed, all of that. Thank y'all so much. What I want to discuss today is a topic that I think all of us car people, like I don't want to say we struggle with it, but it's something like we all go through, right? And that's building a street car. And what I mean by that is when you're building a street car, there are certain sacrifices that need to be made, right? Because we all know that when you build a car, especially let's say if you're building a full-blown track car, it's like you can't have it all, right? You like to think that you can have it all, but you lose some things, right? Like, let's say we'll use a Skyline GTR, for example, right? So if you're able to afford a Skyline, you would think that you would be able to have everything. But at some point, like, you have to give up something, right? You have to give up some of the creature comforts and the conveniences and reliabilities of a stock GTR, right? Or even something like a little bit more, you know, saying down the line, let's say like you get a Civic Type R or STI, right? At some point, you have to give up certain things, right? You can't always have that stock car that's just runs. Well, not an STI because those will blow a head gasket just off of sneezing too hard. But that's neither here nor there. But what I'm saying is, like, when you build a street car, right, you have to give up certain comforts, right? You have to give up certain conveniences, and like you have to sacrifice a little bit of reliability, and not just like reliability as far as like engines are concerned. I mean, just like daily reliabilities, right? Meaning like you have to give up, like at some point, like you have to give up your all-season tires, right? You have to give up your base level brake pads that don't create a lot of dust, right? You have to give up, you know what I'm saying? You have to give up certain things, right? But some things you can't keep. But what I'm saying is you have to strike a balance with what are you willing to give to get that focus, that, you know what I'm saying, that track focus or whatever focus you're going for with a street car. I know for me personally, right? I'll tell you, when I was building my 330i a couple years back, right? I had to give up certain comforts in that car. It wasn't a lot, but when you put springs and you put I put springs on the car, you have to have tires on it. You know, I had to put summer tires on the car, and I had to put, you know, a more aggressive brake pad on the car. Well, with that, my brake pads created a lot more dust. They squeaked a lot more too. It was a Hawk HP Plus. So they squeaked a little bit when you stopped because they had to they had to warm up a little bit. So you had that little squeal a little bit. But they did stop like nobody's business. It was crazy. So it was like you have to give up certain comforts. And even in daily drivers, you know, everybody isn't blessed to have, or everybody can't afford a house with a garage, right? To build a separate project car to just build it as wild as they want to. So some people actually have to build street cars. So it's like there's a limit to what you can and cannot do. So if this is your daily driver car, you can't just go on and say, you know what, I'm gonna put coilovers, I'm gonna put, you know, the wide tires and everything on it, like, because you can't strip out the interior in certain cars. You know what I'm saying? You can't get rid of AC. Because those are comforts that you would like to have in an everyday car because you still have to drive the car. And even when you add more power, you sacrifice gas mileage, right? So some of these cars getting 20, 30 miles to the gallon, as like you start adding exhaust and tunes and, you know what I'm saying, injectors and all that type of stuff trying to make more power, it's like you're going to sacrifice a little bit of gas mileage. And then it's like you do an E85 tune on your car, it's like you're definitely going to sacrifice gas mileage on your car. So, and that costs a lot of money too to do E85 conversions on cars. So it's like, and then you have to have a gas station that even provides E85 and all the things that come with that. And like, if your tuner isn't that great of a tuner, you're going to sacrifice cold start reliability. So it's like you're going to be there turning your car over for 45 seconds to a minute and a half just trying to get your car to start. So, you know, there are things that you have to give up. And I think a lot of times when people start building cars, like, they don't necessarily understand what they're giving up. Because E85 is cool and you can make a lot of power on E85. But it's like, if that's your daily driver, it's like, is it something that you want to do? Because, yeah, it's cool to have a car that runs on E85, but if you have to drive 30 miles to get E85, it's like, is it really worth it? You know what I'm saying? So it's just certain things that you just have to be aware of. I think a lot of people who get into this car community, especially, they just don't, like a lot of the newer people, they got into it because they could afford, you know what I'm saying, a Hellcat or a Scat Pack. You know, you see a lot of the newer guys, a lot of the new people who they can just afford these cars, which is great. I think it's good for the community as well, in general, but it's like they don't understand, like they have to give up some of those creature comforts that they had before they did all this stuff. And some people understand it very well, and I think that's cool too. But I think for the younger generation coming up, I think we should explain that, like, you do have to give up certain things. You can't have it all. And I know for me personally, like, speaking on the E85, it's like E85 is dope. I don't have a gas station close by me that has E85. I literally think for me, the next gas station that has E85 that's even close to me is probably, yeah, I think it's about a 30-minute drive from my house to get E85. So I would need to fill up my tank with E85 and then have a couple of fuel cans to then fill up and take home with me, because it just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's really out of the way to get E85. I know E85 is cheaper than regular gas at the moment, than premium gas at the moment. So, I mean, to a certain extent, it's worth it, but what you lose with E85 is gas mileage. So it's like, it's a give and take. It's always a give and take with cars. Like, if you want to drop weight in your car, you have to give up certain things. You want to make more power in your car, you have to give up certain things too. So it's like, you would have to, you know, fuel system. So your fuel pump is louder, you know what I'm saying? And then you have to have surge tanks and all that stuff. So there are always things you have to give up. Like, you can't have it all. And I know that, like, a lot of people don't seem to understand that you can't have it all. Like, street cars are cool. And plus, like, even in certain states, like, you have to be aware of, like, your exhaust and how loud it is and all that type of stuff. Like, I know here in Alabama, you can just basically build whatever. Like, if your neighbors don't like it, then, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. The cops, they'll try to get you for an improper muffler, but it's like, we don't have any exhaust ordinance or, you know, exhaust laws in Alabama. Like, we don't have to have an inspection. So technically, you don't have to have mufflers and catalytic converters and stuff like that. So it's just one of those things where, like, people just have to get over it. They could probably cite you for an improper exhaust, but it's like, you have an exhaust. It doesn't state that you have to have, you know, a certain thing. Like, we don't have safety inspections. We don't have, like, those OBD2 inspections, like in North Carolina, where you had to have an exhaust if your car was over a certain year. So that's just not even a thing here. So for me, that wouldn't be a problem, because I would just be like, deal with it. Like, even with the 240, it's just going to be like, just deal with it, because it is what it is. But, you know, you still have to be aware of all of that stuff. And I think that once you get to that point, you know, you have to make a choice of what are you willing to give to get what you want. Like, with tires, like, you can put summer tires on your car, but you sacrifice your wet weather traction. I mean, that may not be a problem for some people. I know even here, like, it's not really that big of a deal, because it doesn't, I mean, even in the cold, like, it doesn't really get that wet. And even when it does, like, I don't really believe that it would be like a super big deal, maybe. But we don't have ice. We don't have a lot of snow down here. We have a lot of storms, and it does rain. But I think that if you have summer tires and if you're careful, like, you can get away with it. But I know, like, on the 240, like, it was definitely, like, a lot harder to drive with no traction control, even when I had all-season tires on the car. So it's like, again, you sacrifice things. So I think that's what the whole premise of it is just, like, it's about sacrifices. And I just wish that there was more conversation about and more openness about the sacrifices that need to be made when it comes to building cars. But when you're doing a track car, it's like you still have those sacrifices too, because you know, you like some people still want certain things, and it's like you can't, like, everybody can't build like a GT3 spec car, right? It would be nice to have that, and they have AC and all that kind of stuff, right? But that's just not the case with everybody. So I think that we should look at building cars a little bit different and look at street cars a little bit different, because you don't want to end up having a car that is undrivable to a certain extent, where it's a sunny day type of car. Because once you put slicks on your car, I really don't think that's a smart idea to drive your car on anything other than the sunniest of days. You know, especially in the street, because you never know what can happen. And that's another, like, it's all like the streets are always unpredictable. Like, somebody could have be having a shitty day and they can smack into your car or something like that, and then just ruin your shit. So there's always something that can happen in the streets. It's like you always taking a risk when you go out. So it's like the more you drive, you know, the more chances you are to get into a car accident. So you have to be careful of that. And you know, insurance and stuff like that don't necessarily want to, you know, cover modified cars, and some people just don't want to pay for insurance for modified cars. So they, you know, tell their insurance company they're driving a stock car, so when something happens to it, they're like, oh, my insurance isn't going to cover this. So it's a whole slew of things that can happen that, you know, you have to understand before you get into this. So I just want to get on here and talk about that. But I think in the long run, I think it's worth it. And I think for me, I mean, I'm going to continue to build my car and just make it happen as best I can. So again, thank y'all for listening, man. I really appreciate it. I'm still working on trying to get these two out a week. It's tough, man, but I got some plan, some special plan coming up, and I got a guest coming on, a good friend of mine. We're going to discuss some cars and how cars and IT relate to each other, man, and how a lot of these things can be a how and we're just going to talk about how you can afford these things and like the jobs and how you can, you know, basically turn your job into something in motorsports. So appreciate it, man. Thank y'all for listening.